Martin Firestone is president of Travel Secured. Now, that's an insurance broker. They basically focus on medical coverage for when you travel. Mm-hmm. But in a broader sense, we just wanted to talk about what's going on right now because, Martin, 30-day travel ban effective India and Pakistan. Look, there are rumblings that other countries are going to be included in this as well. So give me, first of all, if you can, give me your take on how this is going to work out and what you see happening here as far as travel restrictions are concerned.
Well, I guess I see other countries coming into play the minute they're flying to Canada and it's four airport locations. So if Brazil was, Brazil would be on it. South Africa, anywhere that variant is, I think they're going to have to shut that down, even though it's the old story, the horse is out of the barn. Like, I think the variant's here already. This can only try to help less people coming in, although everyone is getting creative and finding ways to come in via other connections or the land border to avoid the hotel quarantine. So there's lots going on in general at the moment right now with this.
Okay, we talked a long time ago when people were finally getting the message about not traveling. We had snowbirds trying to either go to or come home from Florida. From the perspective of you want to travel, it's essential, whatever, I know you deal in travel insurance. Has that become more accessible? Because for a while, it seemed like you couldn't even get it if you wanted to.
Yeah, so travel insurance covering you in the event of COVID is all around now and you can get it. So a lot of people did ultimately go away, many of them for the vaccine in January when it became available in Florida and other states in the U.S. And now you're getting people, funny enough, leaving, not so funny, to go get the second shot because they just do not have patience anymore to wait for the four-month delay in between the two shots in Canada. So we're seeing that happen. The bottom line is anyone can travel right now, not drive across, but they can fly and go over to the U.S. They will have full coverage, including COVID, for any unexpected medical emergency.
Okay, so that's traveling across the borders. I'm wondering about domestic travel. Do you think we're doing enough? I mean, you know, we've right now got the border closed between Quebec and Ontario. We're not supposed to be driving across those borders. You can still fly domestically. Should more be done in that regard, Martin?
Well, from a standpoint of insurance, of course, you don't necessarily need insurance within Canada. Each of the provincial plans talk to one another. So it's not a question, I better get insurance because I'm going to Quebec, or I better get insurance because I'm going to BC. But yes, I do strongly think these interprovincial borders have to be closed because that variant is moving, and it's moving from BC, and it's moving to Manitoba, to Quebec, and ultimately probably to Ontario. So, you know, they've got to get everybody vaccinated. No matter what we discuss at the end of the day here, nothing good is going to happen, and travel and economy will not start again until we get the majority of the population vaccinated.
All right, can I ask you one other thing? As I said, last time we talked, snowbirds, what are you seeing now with respect to summer vacations? What are you hearing from customers? Easy to make, hard to make? Are people actually making plans?
They are asking, but I'll tell you why they're not making the plans. Ultimately, you asked me if there was insurance. Yes, there is for emergency medical, but insurance will still not cover, from a trip cancellation interruption perspective, anything related to COVID. So I'm getting people that are calling me, we're thinking of going away this summer. They want us to put down $5,000 deposit on this condo or this home wherever. And they're saying, can I get insurance for it? And I said, unfortunately, if the reason you're going to cancel is because the borders became closed, the airlines canceled the flight, or someone you know or you got COVID, you will not be covered still. It's a known cause. Mm. So they're saying, well, then I'm not going to book this trip if you're telling me that I can't get insurance to cover me for it.
So, Martin, how does your industry continue to, like, how do you survive?
Well, it's been a difficult year at best. But having said that, the majority of snowbirds, as it turns out, looking back now, many of them did go away. And you know what they're doing now? They're extending their insurance and staying longer and riding out this three-day hotel quarantine. Or they're coming back through what we call the Buffalo Shuffle, or whatever would be the closest city from Quebec with that respect. So in essence, I'm getting a tremendous amount more sales of people extending. And there are lots of new people going down now because of the five-week additional lockdowns and this happening and that. And they're saying, you know what, I'm getting out of here until this country gets its act straight. So that's what I'm seeing happening right now.
Martin, I have a friend who's been in Mexico for the whole winter. He left in January, was planning to come back in March once this, you know, everything started to hunker down and then they had to do the quarantine. He was like, I'm just going to wait it out down here. And we've started to kind of tell him now, like, I don't know when it's going to be lifted. How long could this go on for, ostensibly, Martin? Like, should he be giving up that plan to just wait it out?
Yeah, great question. I think Every 21st of the month, our government extends it an additional 30 days. So we're up to May 21st right now. I have no reason to believe it won't be June 21st and July 21st.
Right.
So this person in Mexico's got to worry about now being out of the country too long. Remember, if you're out of the province too many days, you're subject to your whatever we call the medical plan in
right.
Quebec, subject to it. And not only that, having to file a tax return if it's U.S. that you're in, if you're there too many days. So there's lots of implications by just trying to ride this out and not come back. And they have to be wary of these things.
Yeah, who'd have thought of that, right? You're just, oh, it's just a month or something. The next thing you know, it's 2 months, now 4 months. And yeah, you lose that coverage if you've been out of the country for too long. There's something new to have to take into account.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the best advice you can give here for people looking at, okay, I need to do something for the summer. I want to get the hell out of Dodge. What do they do?
I think you're going to stay in Dodge. I'll tell you why. I don't think any immediate travel plans are for summer of 2021. Our best hope is snowbirds again in November heading down, and maybe Christmas plans for the rest of the world. And then summer of 2022 is our best hope of any form of international travel,
wow.
Italy, France, things like that. Otherwise, you know, just nothing can happen that quick enough to turn around this summer. I don't think anybody will be going anywhere, yet alone, hopefully get out of their province to another province at this point.
Oh, I'm sorry, Natasha.
I want to see my dad.
And everybody else.
My dad retired in BC. My dad and my stepmom, like, oh.
Can I, one other thing, if you're talking summer 2022, let's say you wanted to go to Europe, Italy, France, whatever. If you were to book that now, and I know airlines, travel companies as well are saying, look, go ahead and book now. And I imagine prices would be pretty good. And don't worry if you're not able to or you need to cancel, really right up until the last minute. That would seem a way perhaps to lock in a good price.
100% from the aircraft perspective, because it appears they would refund if you couldn't go on the trip. But what's not getting refunded are the Airbnbs, are the resorts, are the bike excursion trips in Italy. They're going to say to you, at best, you'll get a credit or a voucher to use for an additional time later on in another year. But the problem is, anybody that's stuck with these vouchers from last summer to be used in 2021 aren't even able to use it in 2021. So there's some real issues with depositing and putting down amounts of money, because we don't have any clue when travel will begin again.
So the best idea is just wait. Otherwise, you're possibly going to lose that money too, that deposit or down payment.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Martin, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Take care.
You bet. Martin Firestone, with a little travel for you. Insurance.
That's very informative.
I did not know that insurance, that if you end up, you know, that having to be canceled, you rent that chalet. Sorry, we're not covering you?
Yeah.
Okay, there's an eye opener.